and welcome to this journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Catalina Albano, and this week we're going to be looking at what it's like being a trainee journalist in the newsroom and how to get there in the first place. It's that time of the year again. Media organisations have started opening applications or preparing the application process for their training schemes. If you'd like to be a trainee in the newsroom of media outlets such as The Times, The Telegraph or the BBC, for example, you have to make your application stand out from usually at least another 1,000 others. So how can you do that? And what should journalism trainees do once they get that contract? In this podcast, we're going to hear from both sides of the process, the interviewer and the trainee, and get some advice for those thinking of applying to a journalism training scheme, but also for young journalists at the beginning of their career in general. The BBC runs an annual journalism training scheme called JTS for short. Applications for JTS open in January, and Julian Joyce, programme manager for BBC's journalism schemes, says there's no recipe for making an application stand out. He says JTS is not a graduate scheme, and the BBC doesn't rank diplomas above enthusiasm in the application process.
JTS is a scheme that assesses people on evidence. So if you've got evidence of journalistic achievement, it doesn't have to be formal journalism, it can be in all sorts of things. So if you're big on social media, if you write a successful blog that has good feedback, equally if you've worked in the media already, so if you've worked on a local paper or you've just been a journalist for a couple of years, that's also something that we can look at. So it's sort of evidence more than anything else. The other thing we also look for are sort of creative career switches. So there will be people who may not be working as journalists, but have maybe decided that journalism is the thing that they're going to do, and again, have some sort of evidence to show for it, so we can assess them on that.
His advice for those interested in applying starts off with a basic but sometimes ignored tip. Don't make spelling mistakes in the form.
When you see an application form which has got spelling mistakes or the grammar's not very good, you think to think to yourself, is this person serious? If they were serious, they'd have at least run it through a spell checker. And likewise, is it well written? Does it tell the story properly? Does it, if we had the written question, for instance, is it an interesting story? Is it written well? Is it structured well? So those are all sort of basic common sense things. If you're applying to be a journalist, then I would have thought the most important thing is that you're able to communicate effectively. Evidence of that or evidence that you can't do that is going to count against you, I'm afraid. In terms of the assessment and interview stages, again, basic things like be on time. We had a case last year where someone didn't read the assessment invitation properly and he actually turned up at the wrong building. So little things like that is probably worth double checking. Be early, basically. Go to the right place. Pretty obvious stuff. When you arrive, present yourself in the best way possible. A lot of journalism is about getting on with people and sort of getting them on side so they tell you stuff and get their stories. That's about gaining people's confidence, about allowing them to sort of trust you. I'm telling this person stuff, they're not going to do something nasty with it. Therefore, the person that you're talking to needs to present themselves in the right way. So look people in the eye when you say hello, offer to shake their hands, show some interest in them as human beings.
He explained the assessment centre tests people's editorial judgment, creativity and social skills, which are very important when applying for a journalism job. The Guardian's Erica Buist, who has been on the outlet's digital training scheme for the past year, explains what those applying for trainee jobs should keep in mind when filling in their forms.
My advice would be, when you're writing your applications, write it as if you're shouting it to someone who's just racing past on a bus. You have so little time to get their attention. Also, work on your application. Give your application an entire day to write, because you're probably going to be competing with about 1,000 other people. So it has to be basically the best thing you've ever written. Write it as if it's going to be published as well. That's another one. Your writing skills is one of the only ones that you can actually showcase when you're applying. So if you're brilliant at coding or whatever, it's probably not going to show up in your application. All you've got to say is, I'm brilliant at coding, I promise. So I would say just make it a really good piece of writing. And also, as soon as you send off your application, go to your blog, go to your Twitter, go to your website and update it. Make sure that is presentable. Just imagine that somebody's spying on you the minute you apply for something, because that's basically how it works. So, you know, as long as you make everything, your entire online presence, you know, ready to be scrutinized, then you're there and you've got your absolute best self out there.
So what happens once you've been accepted onto one of the schemes or got a trainee position at a media organization? As this was the first time the digital journalism scheme ran at The Guardian, viewers didn't know what to expect when she walked in on her first day.
We were the first lot, so I think they were making it up as we went along, really. There was a basic thing. It was there were three placements. The first one was supposed to be subbing and production. The second one, we were put onto a desk, one of the various desks. And the third one was called digital storytelling. So in the first one, we each got put on a desk. I was on features. And so I would be learning subbing and production. But they sort of realized, you know, they were going to have us doing that for 4 months. But I think they realized that they had this actually quite incredible resource in the office. There were 10 of us and we all had, you know, massively diverse skills and experiences. So they actually started using us, you know, to do things we were good at, like whether it was, you know, in my case, it was writing. In other people's case, it was reviewing or making videos or, you know, live blogging or anything. So the first placement was quite fluid. So a typical day, that there just wasn't one. You know, a lot of days you will actually spend in training. I mean, absolutely incredible. You know, we would have Hadley Freeman come to talk to us about writing columns. We had Simon Hattonstone teach us about interviewing. Someone else would take us to teach us a little bit of, you know, there'd be coding sessions. And, you know, it was incredibly diverse thing. That's one of the best things about working there is, you know, no 2 days are the same, really. Also, because you're there in the office, you're a resource. You know, 1 minute you could just be having a normal day, you know, perhaps doing a little bit of subbing or whatever project you're working on. And then suddenly someone will just say, hi, I've heard that you're good with this. Do you want to maybe write us something? So it's really hard to describe a typical day because it was just so incredibly diverse, the things that we would end up doing.
And once you have secured a trainee job, be it as part of a scheme or on a different type of contract in a newsroom, how can you make the most of your time there? Joyce says it's all about hard work and being resourceful.
I tell all my journalism trainees that they have a year to make some great contacts and to network like crazy, because as your readers and listeners know, we don't guarantee a job in the BBC at the end of the JTS year. Our JTS trainees are expected to find their own jobs. We give them lots of help and support to do that, but at the end of the day, it's their responsibility to find a job. So with that in mind, my prime advice would be to get to know as many people as possible, you know, in the environment that you're in, whether you're here at New Broadcasting House in London, or whether you're one of our regions, or whether you're one of our nations. The BBC is an amazingly productive organisation, and there are a lot of journalists working for the BBC on loads and loads of different programs. So get to know as many as you can, because that's the way that you find a job at the end of the day. You hear that a vacancy is coming up, or your vacancy's come up, and you can talk to the editor of that team maybe and find out whether you might be suitable for it. It's all about networking and contacts. That would be my prime thing. The other advice I give on the JTS, anyone who's a JTS trainee, is to make the most of every platform that you're on. JTS is quite a unique scheme, really, within the BBC, and that it offers multimedia experience. So that's experience at every platform, online, radio, and TV. So you get to work on a web team, you get to work on a radio program, you get to work on a TV team. So make the most of your time on those teams. Do as much as you can, get as much experience, do as many stories as you can, offer to help, work beyond your hours if you need to. Just make the most of that time, because you know, you're quite lucky to have it, quite honestly, and it's in your interest to make the best of it. So work hard, I guess, would be the, you know, the short-winded answer to all that. Work hard when you're on your team.
Viewers says the best way to make sure your time in the newsroom is well spent is to be open to new challenges.
First of all, and this is true whether you get onto a trainee scheme or if you go in your first job, whatever, say yes to everything. Because early on in your career in journalism, everything is an opportunity. Everything goes in your portfolio. Also, once editors have it in their mind that you are a person that says yes and produces and, you know, meets the deadlines, you'll get offered more stuff. So it's, you will find if you put yourself early on as someone who says yes to everything, you will rarely have to go around sort of, you know, desperately pitching ideas to editors trying to get work. You just kind of start getting a constant and steady stream of work. So that's the way I would make the most of it, is just make sure you say yes to everything.
She says the Guardian's training scheme was not about forming people into a specific type of journalist, but about helping them improve their skills and focus on their interests. She says young journalists have an important role in the newsroom.
I've definitely become a better writer, but really, probably the main lesson I've learned is that, you know, younger journalists, I think we have more of a sense of sort of guerrilla journalism, where we just sort of run out and do it. I'll give you an example. I was reviewing a product and I asked my editor, can I just embed a video of me using the product just to show that it works? And she said, oh, you know, we don't have the budget for that. And I was like, the budget? It's going to take 10 seconds. I'm just going to get my friend to point a camera at me. And she was so impressed that we would just go and do a video and, you know, not have to worry about the bureaucracy of getting someone to pay for it, you know, when I could just do it. So I think the lesson I've learned is that, you know, journalism is changing, and, you know, the younger generation are the ones who are kind of forcing that through. Young people have a lot more to contribute to journalism than they have been allowed to so far. We're in a kind of jobs crisis right now with journalism, and so young people are kind of being kept out of it. And I guess one of the main things I've learned is how much we have to contribute as a group, with not just because we're digital natives, but also we just have a little bit more of a let's just get on with it kind of attitude.
Some of this year's trainees at The Guardian will stay on for a second year. Bewis herself got a contract as a writer, and one of her colleagues will be joining The Guardian Australia team. The Guardian has yet to reveal details about the schemes it's planning to run next year. And while there's no guarantee of a job at the end, which can be very stressful, Bewis says trainee journalists are in a good position. The portfolio they build in the process means they're well set up to get their name out there. You've been listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast with me, Catalina Albano.